Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So, Steven, it's time for a feel-good story that I don't feel good about.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so here we go. I'm going to let you have it, and then maybe if you want, you guys can guess why I'm pissed off about this story.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
But it is a feel-good story. I recognize that it is a good story.
Okay.
But you guys know me well enough, so see if you can see why I'm irritated by this story.
Okay.
All right. A cleaning lady in New York lost her job during COVID and had to move in with her sister after working at the same upscale apartment building for 20 years.
I was just watching this video yesterday afternoon. My wife's like, what are you watching? And I was like all caught up in the moment. I thought this video was just fantastic.
I haven't seen the video, so okay. I don't have the feels like you guys have.
Okay.
Everyone who lives at this upscale apartment joint, by the way, loves this cleaning woman.
Right.
So, what they decided to do, since of course she lost her job, because, and look, a lot of us had that happen. I know that my cleaning people couldn't come either because, you know, nobody can go, you couldn't go in anybody's places.
Yeah.
So a lot of cleaning people really got screwed over.
I told my wife, I'm like, our cleaning people can't make it, so the toilets aren't getting done. And then she's like, but you're the cleaning person. I'm like, hey, look, COVID affects us all in different ways.
Steve, you're being safe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to be safe. It's like, honey, I have to socially distance myself from that dirty toilet.
I can't do the laundry. I can't do the toilets.
Yeah, I mean.
Times are tough.
I can't argue with you, buddy. I mean, you know, she should know. You got to be safe.
Right, hard times.
So the people, though, man, they loved her. They always loved to have, you know, when she came into the building. And so they decided, these upscale, you know, fancy folks decided to pool their money and move her into the penthouse. So she lost her job, had to move in with her sister. They all know, you get your own place. But they didn't just give her any place. They gave her the penthouse at this fancy joint.
And the video is great because it's like she's in the elevator thinking she's going up to clean the brand new penthouse that just got renovated. So they had no idea. So she hasn't even seen this room before. And they're doing the whole thing where they're holding a note so she can't see the note. And it's explaining what's going on in the elevator as they're heading their way up there. And then she goes up there thinking she has to clean that. Because she still kept on cleaning. Even though she didn't have the job. She just loved the people in the building so much.
Oh, I didn't realize she was doing
that.
She
was still cleaning the place because she just enjoyed being around everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole story.
It's
an incredible story.
Okay, the story I have doesn't have that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, though, my opinion has not changed.
I look forward to seeing why you're a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Let's guess why BJ's being miserable.
They're covering her rent for 2 years. And like you said, the big reveal caught on video, which you get on the BJ Migs page of KISW.com. So here she is thinking, like you said, she's just there to clean the place.
You're very well loved here. And I know it's been a tough year for you and your family. There's probably been a lot of financial hardships and things like that. And I think you've really made an impact on the people here in the building. And they just wanted to give something back to you. So I have here a little contract for a 2-year lease on this unit that some of your fans here in the building got together. And they're taking care of it. All you have to do is sign and take the keys, and this unit is yours for the next
And she's even got like an upper little outdoor area as well.
Oh, yeah, dude. Penthouse,
it's a pretty
nice.
Sweet setup. Hardwood floors.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Look, New York, a penthouse apartment, that's not cheap.
Right. So now I think we should play Why is BJ Miserable About This Story?
Okay. There you
all
go.
Right. I got my guess is that you're annoyed that they only gave her a 2-year lease and didn't just buy her it.
You're a winner, sir.
Whoa.
Okay.
I only know that because there are people on Facebook saying that, and everyone else is like, dude, can we not have nice things? She didn't have anything. She didn't have a home. They gave her a home for 2 years. That'll give her plenty of time to save up money.
Now, let me tell you something. I think that I'm not mad at them because they didn't buy her something or whatever. I'm just mad. Like, look, after 2 years, what is she supposed to do? She's going to have to move. I don't want to move. You know what I mean? Like, give me a place where I can stay longer.
I'm with you. Maybe downsize it so it's an affordable place I can have.
Lengthen the lease out to maybe like 10 years on a smaller place.
Yeah, solely because I hate moving too.
Yeah.
But 2 years of rent free.
I'm not. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You win, Steve. Nobody else got to make a guess. I don't know if everybody had that guess.
That was mine.
Yeah,
okay,
same.
Yeah, because that was like the vocal yeah. minority on social media bitching about this was that how can but they were saying, you know, you should just give her something forever, and it's like, well, I mean, come on.
Oh yeah, I was. Yeah, I'm not mad at them for only. Yeah, I'm not saying they should buy her something forever. It's just that I don't want to move in 2 years.
There.
You know.
But like, what if she ends up like, you know what? This doesn't fit my needs. If she's got kids or grandkids, she might need something bigger or something that's not
something bigger than the penthouse.
Yeah,
in New York,
but that's her decision at that.
Exactly,
point.
She can choose from there.
What if she just goes balls out and just throws parties all the time in the penthouse and trashes it?
Amazing.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then she's the one that has to clean it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
She's got to get a cleaning lady.
Yeah. 2 years. After 2 years, whatever the mess she made, she could get out of.
Just peace out.
Yeah, deuces.
Be
yeah.
like, I didn't put it down a deposit. Bye.
Look, if you're a person that doesn't mind moving in 2 years and you know that's coming, then this is the greatest gift in the world.
Do my wife and I talk about that? Back when we lived in our old development, which had like a buttload of houses. Like, it was like over like 150 homes in this development. So, like, we would walk the development, and every so often you would see, you know, homes up for sale. And you got to figure out, like, after a while, you see the same houses in, like, a couple of years going up for sale multiple times. And you're just like, I don't know how people do that. Like, I would not want to move. I mean, I just hate moving.
Yeah.
You know, even, like, part of me didn't even want to sell our home and get into a new house. Not because we didn't want a nicer home and a nicer opportunity. I just didn't feel like unpacking and packing. Like, yeah. It's such a pain in my ass.
Yeah, it is.
I hate moving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had my fill. When I, you know, in my career where I wasn't exactly the best employee, three times I had to move in 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not. Well, actually four when I think about it, because I finally landed at the last place. So, yeah, jeez. it was not good. And my wife was a champ because we had the kids were toddlers. Pretty much.
We have some friends that are like, oh, my wife, like, did you hear they're moving again? I'm like, moving again? We still even filled up one of our rooms that we moved in for a year ago. Like, it's insane. Like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. I mean, that's why as soon as I saw this story, I'm like, 2 years you want to move? I hate you people.
The countdown starts now.
Oh, yeah. I'd be stressing over that.
It's
oh,
a
yeah.
great story, though. I think that's so cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that they loved her so much. And I didn't realize she was still cleaning because a lot of people lost their jobs with the cleaning, not because people wanted to get rid of them. It's just you couldn't let them into your home, and they wouldn't want to come into your home because of COVID the early days.
Right. No, yeah, she was still doing cleanings. I mean, hell, she was going there to clean this remodeled penthouse. Even though she wasn't getting paid.
Yeah. I don't know what you're going to tell your wife now that she hears the story. I mean, your wife saw the story, and her cleaning person, you, wouldn't clean the house.
Yeah.
You know, and this one woman would.
Here she is, let go, and she's still cleaning with a smile on her face.
Yeah, and look at you. You wouldn't do the toilets.
No.
Nope.
No. I'm waiting until COVID's over.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sadly, I'm going to the store today to get cleaning supplies.
Oh, look at you. Living the dream.
I got to scrub them bubbles.
Yeah, you do. We got a well-known coach of a college basketball team that had to apologize to a student reporter for being a jerk to him. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to the 2021 Seattle Boat Show for giving us the Migs Report. Check them out, seattleboatshow.com. And today is a day to celebrate an underrated treat. Actually, I forgot about it until I saw that today was the day.
Yeah?
National Peanut Brittle Day.
Oh, dude, so good.
What, we don't feel into peanut brittle?
No, not as... I mean, I'll have it, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah.
What?
Whoa! Yeah, I get stuck in my teeth.
That's the thing. That's
tough. Yeah.
But then you have that flavor in your mouth for like an hour. It's great.
It's like flavor saver.
Yeah. I'd rather just have peanut butter ice cream.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay,
I mean, yeah, and I'd also rather a lobster meal, but like, I'm not...
Okay, then we're in agreement. We should cancel peanut butter the day and get what we want.
Peanut butter brittle is delicious. I love it. I remember when, I don't even remember what it was. It was like kids were selling you like candy in a magazine. I remember growing up and you had like got to pick from these different types of candy. I'd always go with the
world's
brittle.
Finest chocolate.
Maybe.
That's the one that we used to do all the time.
I can't remember.
You get a hula hoop if you sold the most or something.
Yeah, I mean, I remember selling stuff and I would always make sure my parents bought me the peanut brittle. So I would, you know, help fund myself the prize. But the peanut brittle is where it's at.
See, that's my problem with Butterfingers. I don't like the stuff staying in my teeth like that. See, that's my thing.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm not going to argue over that. I could get it.
Oh, you can get it?
Yeah.
Wow, look at us coming together, man.
But still, love myself some peanut brittle. I haven't had it in a while. I need to get some. I wonder if they're available.
See, I wonder how much you love it if you...
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? If you haven't had it in a while.
Yeah, I don't remember it really being stuck that badly in my teeth or anything along those lines.
Oh, yeah. See, I think once you know what, I think that's why you haven't gone back. You just there's so much other... And there's other good stuff. Sorry, peanut brittle. I don't have to tell you, but...
See's makes it. See's candy. They do their own version of peanut brittle.
It's because See's makes everything awesome, though. I mean, See's, I'm not surprised.
You get a pound and a half for $13.50. I don't know if that's a good rate or bad.
It sounds like a deal, right?
It seems okay.
I'd be willing to try it because See's makes good stuff.
All right, maybe we should put an order in. See's candy.
And while you're doing that, get some of See's chocolates and stuff that they have. They make good peanut butter cups. And you know what? Just get everything but the peanut brittle.
Okay, so we went there for the peanut brittle, but we didn't get that. It's kind of like going to Target. You go for something, but you never get it, and you get like a trillion other things.
Love that idea.
All right, well, happy peanut brittle day, everybody.
Thanks, buddy.
I always love these things when I Google someone spends time on Google to find out like what's the most popular thing in different states.
Yeah.
So the most recent one, somebody went through a year's worth of Google searches to find the most popular pet peeve in all 50 states.
Ooh.
And Washington is part of the number one pet peeve for the most states. 15 states agree on this one.
Oh,
what do you think it is?
Man, pet peeve.
I'll give you a couple examples. Just so you have. Like, so somebody said when someone's kids won't behave, that was popular in 7 different states.
Yep.
Littering was popular in 4 states. Public displays of affection in 3 states. Apparently in Hawaii, Nevada, and New Hampshire. Nevada. Yeah, there's a lot of public displays
of
affection.
Well, you know, that makes sense.
For the right price.
That makes sense. If you're a local in Hawaii, everybody's coming there having vacation and getting busy and feeling good about
life.
It's
hanging loose all over each other.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
All right, so to give you a little bit of a vibe of, like, these are the things that are pet peeves to people. What do you think is number one in Washington, as well as Colorado, California, New Mexico, Oregon, and a bunch of other places as well?
Ooh, I'm gonna say not bringing your grocery bag to the store, which, of course, now you can't. But I'm going to say, like, reusable, you know, not using a reusable grocery bag.
Wow.
No,
so wrong.
Yeah. All right, sorry. Well, that's a pet peeve for at least when I go in the store. They go, "Where's your bag?"
All right, Rev.
Camping in the passing lane. Get the hell out of the left lane, people.
Oh, traffic and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Good guess, but
wrong.
Danny,
mine's traffic related too. How about not using your turn signal?
Turn signals. That is very annoying.
Use your blinker.
Wrong.
Vicky,
smoking in public.
Smoking in public.
Smoking in public.
Dude, it sucks when you're walking somewhere and all of a sudden you just get a massive scent of that cigarette and you're like, oh
yeah,
this person's on a walk and they're smoking right in front of me. But
wrong.
Slow internet, number one overall. Wow. Oh, yeah.
That makes
sense. I lost my mind about that.
I can't disagree with that.
They must work in our building.
Yeah.
Slow internet.
That's a fact.
That, there you go. That's the biggest pet peeve here in
not reusable grocery bags, huh? All right.
Well, sometimes some people say a pet peeve is being charged for the plastic groceries.
Yeah.
My wife was like, can you believe this? And she's like, it's like 10 cents a bag. And I'm like, how many bags are we going? Like, it does seem awful, but we're not getting like 100 bags.
Well, and you can also bring your bags, can't you? Well, you used to be able to. Now I don't know. Some people
enjoy the plastic bags because I use them as pooper scoopers.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Oh, yeah. That's what we use when we take Lulu on a walk, is we use those to pick up the poop.
Though, you know, the biodegradable ones are the ones to use, though, man. Sorry.
All right, then you buy me them. Otherwise, I'm going to do what I do.
Hey, listen, I don't want you to say that in front of Ryan Castle.
Okay? Well, you know what? He's at home. I can say whatever I want right now.
Okay.
And I'm not even using the compostable bin there.
Oh,
Ryan.
Wow.
I'm kidding, I really.
Now he's going to come in and compost you.
That's a very good point.
Because now they're not humans now. You're making humans part of compost piles, so.
So you guys know Coach K, the basketball coach.
Oh, good old Coach K.
Yeah, coaches for Louisville.
How do you say his name? Krzyzewski?
Yeah, Mike Krzyzewski, yes.
Hey,
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
Yes, I was just going to go with Coach K, but I'm glad that you attempted it first.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, they're having a rough go, I guess, this season. They just lost a bunch of games. They lost to Louisville. Sorry, he's the coach for Duke. My bad.
Yeah.
Well, so he's not a happy camper because his team's not playing as well as he hoped. Well, I guess no different than pro teams, when you play a game, you do a press conference after the fact. I just never thought that students were part of the press conference with the college coaches, but that is the case.
Oh, that's cool, considering a lot of them probably have broadcasting programs,
right,
and journalistic programs, sure.
I didn't even think about that, but it makes all the sense in the world that student reporters would be on these Zoom calls. Well, there's one student reporter, his first time ever asking Coach K a question, and it did not go well for him. The kid's name is Jake Piazza, and apparently he had a question. He posted a tweet that said, "This was not exactly how I expected my first post-game question to Coach K to go, and this is how it went."
Hi, Coach. I'm just curious as to what the next step forward here is for the team as you guys move into another week of basketball.
Yeah, why don't we just evaluate this game? You know, I'm not into what our next step forward is right now. We just finished the hard-fought game. Yeah, I don't know if what's your major? What's your hardest class?
Econ.
Okay. So say you just had the toughest econ test in the world, and when you walked out, somebody asked you, "What's your next step?" You see what I mean? You have some empathy and you know, just give us time to evaluate this game, and then we'll figure out, just like we always try to do.
I don't know, if you paid me millions of dollars to take an econ class, I'll answer any question you have asked after it. And my answer would be, I'm going to the bar.
Yeah. I have to say that, especially if you know the kid's a college student and it's your college.
Well, it clearly does, yeah.
Yeah, and it's your college. I mean, come on, Coach K. And like you said, Steve, you get paid a lot of money. You didn't have to be a douche.
And it wasn't that bad of a question.
It really wasn't.
Hey, why did your team suck, man?
What's the next step? Your team's been stinking. Yeah, I mean,
you guys are the worst ever. You stink.
See that? You know, for me, gosh, the kid was nice because I would have had a follow-up, you know.
The kid's probably like, this is my first time asking Coach K a question. He's probably shaking in his pants.
Oh, if he ever said that to a professional journalist, the other journalist would have had a follow-up and said, oh, really, Coach K? You want to go down this road of how you think you're okay, empathy?
It depends on which town you're in. Some towns, I think, will let things slide a lot more than
not
others.
Me. I thought that was a douche question, especially to a college kid.
Well, how about this, though, Coach K, who's known as a really good
douche
dude.
Answer, I should say.
He realized that he probably wasn't being very appropriate when he came to handling that student reporter. Called the kid up personally to apologize.
Oh, now I feel bad about calling him a douche.
I guess according to this Jake kid, he says, yeah, my phone rang. Coach K was on the other end of the line. That had been awkward. He's like, hello? Hey, it's Coach K.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, he said our call was short, but the sincerity in his apology was genuine. At the end, I appreciated the call.
Do you think the call happened because the kid tweeted it?
I wouldn't be surprised if someone got in Coach K's ear and was like, hey, dude, I get that you're like not in a good mood, but that's a student reporter.
That would have been nice.
Like, he's not even getting paid to do this.
That would have been nice, but I really believe, this is my belief, Steve, is if the kid didn't go on social media with it, maybe he wouldn't have called him, but because it wouldn't have got to his attention. But you put it on social media, we're talking about it.
Got to slide into those DMs and apologize.
Yeah. I mean, still a nice move. I think it was a good move for Coach K to apologize. And boy, how could someone call Coach K a douche? That broadcaster is irresponsible.
Yeah, you should call Coach K to apologize.
I think I will. You know what I mean? Danny, get him on the line.
All right.
How about this? A Canadian woman, apparently, she's a grandma of two. She just recently lost her job. like trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to do with my life. Just won $60 million in the lotto.
How old is she?
She is...
She's a grandmother, you said?
Yeah. That's no, right. She's older. I don't know the exact age, and they put it in the story.
It's always...
Oh, 57, sorry.
Oh! Oh, she's younger than me. Good job, lady. Jeez. I didn't realize. Right, so she's still got time to have a good time. She's
got plenty of time to have fun.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy part.
$60 million?
The numbers that she picked to win that $60 million, it was numbers that her husband came up with in a dream 20 years ago.
Okay, what? And have they? You think they've been playing him ever since?
I have no idea, but if they've been playing him for the last 20 years. My bad. And they're apparently just going to get out of their apartment, buy a house with the winnings, and take care of their family.
Wow. How good on her. Because I think at some point, if my wife said she had a dream, and we've been doing this for 20 years, I'd be like, really? Your dream? Your dream's not so cool.
Right. I know. Yeah. My wife said there's going to be a hard time when I play the lottery. I'm like, this is it. Like, over the weekend, I bought lotto tickets. It's, a minimal $20 million, but whatever. Trying to win it. I'm like, I think these are the winning numbers. And then I scan it. Loser. She's like, so
wow, that's,
how's that optimism now? I'm like, stop it.
That's amazing, though. I mean, because you have to keep going. Because the dream didn't tell him when.
No, it didn't.
So
you said that these are numbers.
You got to be committed.
I don't remember like 95% of my dreams. This guy remembered the numbers in his dreams.
That's pretty amazing.
It's impressive. It was meant to be.
Yes, it was meant to be.
20 years later.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Well, in a couple weeks, we've got the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 55. You got your Chiefs taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, which is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people are talking about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. It's like the real-life buddy comedy show.
Yeah.
The two of them. I don't know if you've seen Brady and Gronk's Instagram after they won.
Yeah, I did.
With the Bad Boys for Life music playing, and then all of a sudden, it's like Brady just smiling and smirking at the camera. He pans over to Gronkowski, who lifts up his sweater and shows the AFC champions.
NFC
champions.
Yeah.
I say that because he went to one of his teammates on Instagram Live, Gronk did, and says, we're in the AFC championship game. And they're like, we're in the NFC, dude. And he's like, oh, I've been playing in the AFC for so long, he just forgot.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, man. Has anybody done this before? I bet they have. Is a quarterback taken a team to the Super Bowl in both conferences?
Had to have happened.
I feel like they would have been saying it if it hasn't happened. It must be. You're right.
Well, anyways, Gronk, after they won the game, knew they were going to the Super Bowl, they were on the bus, he talked with James Corden, and it was actually a pretty fun little thing going on between the two of them, because in the past, Gronk's known as a partier, and after winning championship games, he would usually just go out and just go crazy, and you'd see videos of him drinking on bars, buying everybody drinks. He's now an older, more mature Gronk, and here he is talking about how he celebrated after winning the championship, the NFC championship game.
Where are you right now? Are you on the bus?
Yes, so we celebrated in the locker room already, and now I just ate my burrito, and let me tell you, that was my super celebration. I had a burrito, and I had it with all the queso possibly that I could have. Oh, don't worry, it wasn't just queso, it was sour cream also too, man. I just deserved it after running around blocking people all game, and now I'm on the bus.
Hard partying, Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Burrito chat.
Yeah. That sounds tasty, though.
That'd be a good choice for a post celebration meal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Just all the sour cream.
Oh, you just want the sour cream.
Wait, Dan, you do pizza after a game?
Yeah, a big pizza, and I would eat the entire thing with ranch.
Oh, just slur. Just pour the ranch on over.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, I am doing Indian.
Indian after a win?
Yeah.
I feel like, though, that's like a little bit more of a sit-down experience.
All right,
but
well,
who am I to judge?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So maybe I'll just get some Indian appetizers, like the pakoras and the samosas. Oh, I could fill up on those.
Rev, what about you?
Oh, just a bucket of French fries.
Ooh,
bucket of French fries.
Nice. As many fries as I could possibly get.
Vicky?
I'm really, really, maybe because I'm hungry right now, I want the guacamole burger from Carl's Jr. right now.
Wow, that's very specific.
Yeah, right? Very specific, and all the fries.
Carl's Jr. is a great choice. I think I would just do like a nice like bowl of salad or a wrap.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Yeah, because you know, we had a championship. I got to stay in shape. I'm kidding. I would probably go to Jack in the Box, get that double Jack burger.
Now you're talking.
And then also get a double sourdough Jack burger and mash the two together and eat a quadruple Jack in the Box burger.
Oh, that's, because you're doing that for like an instant moment. You know, we got to put that on TikTok or
right.
something.
No fries, because, you know, again, I'm trying to not.
Oh, yeah.
Too crazy.
Got to watch your cards.
Right. As far as weather, 43 degrees and cloudy. Thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical for the Migs Report, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Steve did get this one right.
What gas is the main component in natural gas?
Methane.
Yes.
Oh.
Surprise yourself there.
You thought you were being funny, didn't you?
I don't know the answer. Yeah. I just threw that out there as a guess.
Well, it is a guess.
And it was correct.
Yeah, look at you. You want a shot at beating Steve? Well, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647. On The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.